So yesterday we started Perek Kol Shor, and the Gemara says the Mishnah has a funny way of presenting the din. It sounds like it's following the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel that even though they made Xerah the Rabbanan that Chometz is also b'achila b'shor Chamishis, the second hour before Chatzos, an hour before Chatzos is also b'achila b'ano. The extra hour before that hour is only also b'achila. So Rabbi Gamliel's opinion is that that's only by Chulin. They never made the Gzera by Truman. So that's how the Mishnah reads. Kol Shor Shemut Alechol, when Kohanim are permitted to eat Truman, then everybody else, Truman of Chometz, even though it's Chometz, Chulin, you're not allowed to eat, so Machal Abayim Lechai Lefis. Then all Chometz is Mutabano for everybody. Okay, and then, so it's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Gamliel. Fine. Then the Gemara asks, why does the Mishnah have to mention Behem Lachai V'yof? Machal Behemta? Why do you have to say Machal Behem Lachai V'yof? Gemara says each one has a Maila and a Chisorin. Maybe I would think that it's mutter to be Machal the Behem because if the Behem doesn't eat up the whole bagel, it'll leave it there and you'll see it. So then you'll destroy it. But a Chaya, which has the habit, it's in the practice of hiding its food. So maybe the Chaya will hide the food and you'll forget all about it. And then you'll be in violation by Matzah. You may find it in the middle of Pesach. You may forget and eat it. So that's why it has to say Chaya. So, and if it would say Chaya, I wouldn't know Behemah, because I would think maybe Chaya is mutter to feed. Because if the Chaya isn't going to eat the entire bagel up, so it's going to hide the rest of the second half of the bagel for future eating. And then Rashi writes, there won't be a violation of Bal Yeroi, but there'll only be a violation of Bal Yimotze. That's what it sounds from the Gemara. The simple translation of the word sounds as if one is only a violation of Bal Yeroi if you can actually see the Chometz. It's if it's under your nose. But if it's hidden somewhere, then there's no Bal Yeroi. So Kamash Malan the Mishnah, that, but if you feed it to a behemah, you may violate Bal Yerot, because if it leaves over half a bagel, half of the challah, then it will be in a conspicuous location. So this is a question, is this really true? That if something is hidden away, I didn't hide it. If I hide it away, it's Bal Yerot also. But if an animal hit it, someone else hit it in my apartment, I know that it's there. I know it may be there, that you're not in violation Bal Yerot. That's very questionable. The Rambam has wrote a Sefer Mitzvahs. And the first half of the Sefer Mitzvahs, he has 14 klolim, 14 guiding principles. I think the Sefer Mitzvah originally was written in Arabic, and we, those of us who don't know Arabic, use the Hebrew translation. So the one who originally translated it, instead of translating the 14 klolim, he calls it the 14 sharash. Okay, I think in the modern translations, they call it 14 klolim instead of 14 sharash. So the Rambam has one of his guiding principles is, if you have the exact same din written several times, you don't count it as many mitzvahs. Let's say the mitzvah of tefillin appears in the Chumash and Dalet Parshas, Kadesh Vayir Kiviyacha, Shema Vayam Shemaya. So the Rambam says, you only count it as one mitzvah in Shalyad and one mitzvah in Shalrosh. Others disagree, they hold Shalyad and Shalrosh are two parts of the same mitzvah. So the Rambam has no, he has a Gemara that Shal Yad is one mitzvah, Shal Rosh is another mitzvah. But you don't count them as eight mitzvahs because Shal Yad is written four times and Shal Rosh is written four times. Kefil HaMitzvah only counted once. So that's the Tosfos on the first daf in Chulin and the Tosfos on the first daf in Temurah. The Mishnah says that one who violates Temurah, Temurah is a Chiddush. So Yotze Ben Akal, you violate an Aver just by talking. I say, I have a Behemoth Korban and I have a Behemoth Chulin. I decided I want to switch the Kedusha. I have a nicer animal. So I want to replace the Korban with a nicer animal. Or I decided the animal that I was Magdush is too much. I can't afford to give $5,000 animal. I'll give a $500 animal, much less. So I want to switch. So the Torah says, you're not allowed to switch it at all. So if I do switch, I say, Harezu tachazu, I violate Aver Aidei Dibur. So that's despite the fact that violating an Aver Aidei Dibur is usually labeled as a Lav She'em Bo Maisa, and we paskin as a Machlokes Hatanoim. We paskin a Lav She'em Bo Maisa generally ain't Loikem Alov. So Temur is one of the exceptions to the rule that you are Loike. So how many times are you Loike? So the Mishnah says, Sofek Esar Boim. the first Mishnah in Tmura. So if it's up, you get once Malkus. The Tosfos is bothered with the Kasha. Why don't you get twice Malkus? Because it says twice, lo yachlifenu, v'lo yamaroso. So Rav Velvo Soloveitchik points out, according to the Raman, the Kasha doesn't get off the ground. It's a kefil alav. It's the exact same lav repeated twice. Maybe it tells you some additional details, but it doesn't deserve to be counted as two lavim. It's only one lav, so there's only one smalkus. This has to do with the Gemara later, Taka coming up in this sugya. The Gemara is going to say, Ocho putis aloika arba, here the last line, of chop dalet omer alf, omer abaye. It's in Makkus. Most people know it from Makkus. Here it is himself, chop dalet, the last line on omer alf. If you eat a certain kind of an animal, you get four times Malkus. If you eat a Nemolas, an ant, you get five times Malkus. If you eat a Tzira, you get six times Malkus. So most of the Rishonim and the Goyim all learn because you have a Pasuk and Chumash that's repeated five times, you get five times Malkus. And the Rambam is the one who stands out. He says no, that he has a whole different shot than this. But there is no such thing. A Kefil HaMitzvah, you don't get many times Malkus. So that's the question. What about Bayiro by Motze? Should it count as one lava? Should it count as two lava? So according to this Rashi, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, maybe that it's just Havamina and this Gemara and Chof Aleph and Aleph. That Achaya is Matznia, so then you're only in violation of Bayir Motze because you can find it, but you're not in violation of Bayiro because it's not apparent. It's not evident. It's not under your nose. Maybe Bayiro is only if it's under your nose. If you say like that they're not exactly the same, then it's not a kefil alav. Then it's not a kefil alav. That's a question. I think the Raman counts by your rabbi Mutz as two lavim. And I said, Kelim on the Raman, ask why it should be mamash a kefil alav. So if you really hold that this Havamina is the maskana also, not just a mistaken Havamina that people may have thought like that, then maybe that's a mahalach to understand why it's not a kefil alav. Okay. So the Mishnah says that Chometz, Bishoah Chamishis is only also b'achilim et rabbanon mutabanon. Shoah Shishis, the Chametz is also b'achilim 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 et rabbanon. Yeah. And then the Mishnah says, when the Chametz is also b'achilim, Moichel Anochi, you're permitted to sell it to a goy. After the Chametz is also b'achilim, after Chatzos, when it's also b'achilim, and you're not allowed to sell to a goy. Why? Because if you sell it and you get paid money, you're getting hanor from the Chametz. The Chametz is also b'hanor. Everybody agrees to that. The Chametz is also b'hanor. So later you have the Tana, Rabbi Yosi Aglili on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yosi Aglili is about 20 lines from the bottom. Tanya Rabbi Yosi Aglili Amud, the line begins with the word Haglili, where it says Shmos Yud Gimel, two lines above that. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer. He says, whoever heard of such a thing? Tamei Al Atzmecha. What are you talking about? El Chametz also b'hanor kol shiva. There's no pasuk. Where do you come up with such an angle? Rabbi Yosi Aglili disagrees. All chametz bePesach is mutabano. Very surprising. The chametz should be mutabano. So why does the Torah say you should burn it? Something is osa b'achila. It doesn't make sense to burn it. Something is osa b'ano. So it makes sense to burn it. You're not allowed to use it at all. But if it's mutabano, so why should it be? Why should it be torn? Why should it be torn? Ibud men oilam. That's we don't pass like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So we hope that there is a din, chometz also b'hanor, and it's a din tashbisu, you have to destroy. How do you fulfill tashbisu? So that's the machlokes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, em bi chometz ala b'sreifo, it's a din derais, and the chachamim disagree. Shaila, how we paskin? So Tosfos says later on, Tosfos raises the possibility that maybe the din should be like Rabbi Yehuda, em bi chometz ala b'sreifo. Because the Mishnah is always say the Sofim Tchila Shesh. The Mishnah always says you burn the Chametz. And you have the Mishnah at the end of Tmura, next to the last Mishnah in Tmura, divides all of the Suri Hano into two categories. Some of them are Nisrafim and some of them are Nikbarim. Pigal Naisatami Abisrefa and Arlan Kloya Kerem Abisrefa. And everything else is Nikbarim. Everything else is Nikbarim. Then the Mishnah says, Hanisrafim Lo Yikovru. If something belongs to the category of Nisrafim, you shouldn't bury it. You shouldn't just throw it in the garbage and have the garbage collectors bury it somewhere because it's a mitzvah to burn it. You won't be mekayim the mitzvah. Then it says, v'hanigborim lo yisarfu. And if it's, you said, let's say, basa b'cholov, you should not burn it till it turns into ashes. Why not? What's the avera? And according to Reb Yudah, chametz is bisreifa pikol noisa tamei. If you're not going to do the sreifa, you will not be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. What's wrong if hanigborim lo yisarfu? Why? If you want to burn a gezunta, hey, what's wrong? So the Rishonim explain over there, because the Mishnah continues to say, kol hanisrafim afra mutar, kol hanigborim afra nasa. If it's from the nisrafim and you burnt it till it turns to ashes, then the ashes will be mutar. So we say you're not allowed to burn basa b'cholov, because you may mistakenly think if you burn it, the ashes will be mutter and it won't be mutter. Once the thing is already asabanua, even if it becomes nipsal me'achila sodom and me'achilas behem, it turned into ashes. The behemoths won't eat it either. Not only is it not royal achilas sodom, it's not royal achilas kelev, it's not royal achilas behema, but it still is asabanua even after burning. So that's why the Mishnah says hanigbarim. Lo yisarfu, that's a xerim and the rabbanon. Hanisraf from lo yikavru, that's a din because he won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of sreifa. It's a mitzvah of sarafta sanaisa baish. It's a mitzvah to burn an orlon klei akerem. If you're not going to burn it, you won't fulfill the mitzvah. But hanigbarim, lo yisarfu, that's a xerim the rabbanon. Because the people know that hanisraf from an afer mutter, so they'll think if you burn basar b'chalav, it'll also be mutter b'chalav. No, that's not so. What if I burned the basar first and then I cooked it with cholov? No, then it's not basar. Then it became basar b'cholov. If it became basar b'cholov, if it's royal achila, and it became basar b'cholov, it already became basar b'hanah. Basar b'cholov is also machlokes hatanaim in perikol basar and chulin. Whether it's also b'hanah, we happen to paskin that it's also b'hanah. Yeah, we already have the list of all the isurei hanah, so it's going to be in the next four blot. Gemara is going to go through all the macholas asuras in the world. Which of them are osa b'ana? Which of them are muta b'ana? Then you have it in the next to last Mishnah in Tmura. Mishnah divides all the isurei hanah into two categories. Those that are nisrafim and those that are nigbarim. And then the Mishnah appears at the end of the second parak in Kiddushin. Because if a man, our practice is we are mekadesh b'kesef, with the kinyan kesef, but we don't give cash. Our meaning is we give shove kesef, we give a ring. So in Shavu Kesef is Dina Kikesef, and call it Tarkula, Shavu Kesef, Dina Kikesef. We spoke yesterday, except for the three exceptions to the rule, Pinyamash and Sheni, Machtan Shekel, and purchasing Oil Osri and Shalmi Chagiga. That has to be Dafke Kesef. So the Mishnah says if a man is Mekadosh and Isha, with the Shavu Kesef has to be at least worth a Shavu Pruta. And if the thing is asamano, so then there's no kiddushin. So we said, that was one of the questions on the b'china. We said that there are three interpretations given by the Rishonim. Why can you not be mekadosh and isha with the shavu kesef? That's asamano. So some Rishonim say that isuri hanor are not shaloi. Like the Gemara says, shnei dvar meinim b'shusa shalodam, chametz mishay shos alamayla, asamano sezene shaloi. Others say, no, the Gemara never said that. It says it's in a bishusai. Bishusai means that you have access to it. So usually if it's stolen, you don't have access to it. You don't know where the ganef hid it. You don't know where the ganef is holding on. He stole my automobile. I don't know where it is. So it's in a bishusai. But if it's not stolen, then if I have my car parked in the street on a parking lot that doesn't belong to me, it's also shaliyu bishusai. But if I have something that's asamano, so I don't have access to it because the Torah prohibits me from using it. In Metzias, I have access, but since the halacha prohibits me from getting hanah, so it's ain't a b'shusa, so that's what the k'tzais holds. When the Gemara says, chametz mishesho sanamayit, it's ain't a b'shusa, it does mean ain't a shaloi. Others Rishonim hold literally, it's ain't a shaloi, and others hold like the k'tzais, no, it's ain't a b'shusa. And Rashi always says a different shot. Rashi always says, "Te mekadosh and isha, but isuri hanor. It's not mekudeshes. It is shaloi, and it is b'shusa. Only chametz is ain't b'shusa, but other isuri hanor, other than chametz, are shaloi and are b'shusa. The chisaron is that it's not a shavu pruta." And we mentioned that the Mishkan is Yankov says the Yerushalmi seems to say like Rashi, because the Yerushalmi says there on that Mishnah Kiddushin, why is it if you mekadosh with isuri hanor? So the Yerushalmi says, let's say you have salty potato chips. So you sell it in a normal location and you charge 49 cents for a bag of potato chips. Sure. It costs you 2 cents to make and you charge 49 cents for a bag of potato chips. What if people are stuck in a desert island and they hadn't had anything to eat or to drink for the longest time. They haven't had anything to drink for the longest time. So you're going to want to sell a bag of salty potato chips. No one's going to pay 49 cents for it. They want to have something to drink. They want to have something to eat. They're not going to eat salty potato chips. So what does that mean? So Shabbos of Chavotzim, that's what the Nesivos has in several of his Svarim. The value of an object, let's say Adam HaMazik has to pay. Or a Ganav stole something and he destroyed it, so he has to pay. So how do you assess how much the thing is worth? So the Nesivos has a Chiddush. You don't have to pay for sentimental value. Value, Shabbos is always determined kama hu shava limka bashuk. So it depends. Bosa mokam, bosa zman. Are you selling fur coats in the summertime or fur coats in the wintertime? Are you selling summer clothing in the winter, summer clothing in the summer? In some seasons of the year, it costs more than other seasons of the year. And in some locations in the world, let's say in Alaska, it's going to cost a different amount from in Florida or in New York. It depends. Bosa mokam, bosa zman. That's a Mishnah in... The Mishnah, where's the Mishnah? Ein lahegu shalom mekom avushaito. Forgot already. Where's the Mishnah? In the end of Temura. Forgot. Ein lahegu shalom mekom avushaito. When someone's magdish something and the gizbar wants to auction it off to the highest bidder, so he says, the lowest bid I take is the value of the thing. Who's going to give $45 for this thing? How does he pick $45? And the Mishnah says, ein lahegu shalom mekom avushaito. When you pay the hegdish, you have to, the gizbar shouldn't, the din is b'diyeved, hegdush av aman, shechel al shaviput amechulo. If b'diyeved, someone cheated the hegdush and he gave 5 cents instead of giving $45, so b'diyeved is ain on all hegdush, there's no din of aino. But l'chatchili, not supposed to cheat hegdush, so the gizbar has to assess the value of the thing. How does he assess it? Kama hu shav lim kabashuk, bo sa makam, bo sa zman. That's the Mishnah, ain l'hegdush ana makam avashaita. Yeah. So the Yerushalmi says that just like if you're selling something very salty in the desert where people don't have enough water to drink, the people are not going to buy it. It doesn't have Shavuos. So Yisurei Hano also don't have any Shavuos. Not Shavuot Pruta, because you're not allowed to sell it. Yeah. So the Poshe Pshat in the Gemara is Mochel Anochri is an example of getting Hano. If you sell something and you get paid money for it, you're getting Hano from it. There is an obscure opinion. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva about this. He quotes a Ran on the Rif in Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Ran on the Rif, it's an interpretation. But we have the, on Kiddushin, there is a Ksav Yad from a Rishon that's known as the Shita Lanoda Lami. The first page of the manuscript was missing, so they don't know who the author of this Pirish is. But it's from somebody from the days of the Rishonim. And he has all kinds of interesting opinions that appear in other Rishonim as well. It's a collection of, believe it or not. So one of the fascinating points that he has is that, let's say, Basa B'cholav is Asa B'hanom in HaTorah, we paskin, the accepted opinion, Asa B'hanom. So if you sell it and you get paid money, that's an Isa Hanom, that's only a violation of Isur Hanom in the Rabbanim. If you sell chametz and you get paid money, you sell chametz to a goy, the goy's going to eat it. You get paid, I sell a whole bag full of cookies, and he pays me $1 for it. So that's only a violation of Isur Hanom in the Rabbanim. Isur Hanom in HaTorah is if I get Hanom from the actual item itself. Let's say I rub something into my body. I have oil that's also Hanom, oil from Orlo, Shemen Shal Orlo, and I rub it on the body. So I'm getting Hanom from the Isur Hanom. But if I sell it and I get paid money and I take the money and I buy some food and I eat it, that's indirectly getting Hanom. I'm not getting Hanom from the Isur Hanom. I sold it and I got money. So that's an opinion in the Rishonim that violation of Isur Hanor by selling it and getting paid money, that's only Gram Hanor. That's not really, it's not a violation of Isur Hanor in HaTorah. It's only also in the Rabbanim. The Gemara points out in the coming Dafim that the Pasuk by Nevela says, on Daf Chof Aleph on the base, the Gemara, the Pasuk says by Nevela, the so-called Nevela, Lagerish HaBashirach HaTidnana B'Acholo, or Mochel Anochri. What do you mean? How can you give Nevela to a Ger? A Ger has to observe all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Why am I giving him Nevela? The answer is he's a Ger Toshav. He's not a Ger Tzedek. A Ger Tzedek means a non-Jew who converted, who's obligated to observe all the Taryag mitzvahs like everybody else. A Ger Toshav is a non-Jew who only committed himself to observe the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Rashi over here gives up a strange definition. Rashi goes with a different opinion. Where's the Rashi? Somewhere here, a chofala from a base. Rashi says that a ketoshav is one who accepted upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah, but he never accepted that he's not going to eat Nevela. Here it is. Hi ger toshav ko'omar, v'hai ger b'ger toshav ko'omar. So Rashi, around 20 lines from the last line of Rashi, follow from the base, he says, the word ger, ager v'shav v'shachat, not of acholi, you should give him a matana of the Nevela. Why? Because a ger, ata mitzuva l'hachayosa, means it's a mitzvah to give tzedakah. It's a mitzvah to give tzedakah to a ger toshav. We assume there's really no mitzvah to give tzedakah to a nochri, because the obligation to fulfill mitzvah shebidat machaveirai only applies when there's reciprocity. I'm mechuyev to do for you because you're mechuyev to do for me. I'm mechuyev to dance at your wedding to be mesameach you, because when I'll get married or when I'll marry off my children, you're mechuyev to do for me. I'm mechuyev to give you charity if you're poor, because you're mechuyev to give me if I'll be poor. That's the pasuk in Chumash. It says in the Torah, we should give tzedakah ki lo yechta lev yom mikerev haaretz, because we will never be able to eradicate the poverty. There will always be poverty. So the question is, that's the reason why you should be obligated to give charity. Sociologists argue that's the reason why you should does not make sense to give charity. What do you think you're going to solve the problem of poverty in the world? You never solve the problem. There will always be poverty. There'll always be poor people. So what are you wasting your time trying to solve the problem of poverty? Like Moshe Lamad Avadayma, there's a river flowing and there's a dam blocking the river so it shouldn't flood the city. So then there's a hole in the dam. So I put my hand by the hole to block it. Then there's another hole. So I put my hand over there. You only have two arms. Then there's the third hole. So what am I going to do? What am I wasting my time holding my hand over here? Over here. The dam is worthless. There are too many holes in it. So over here also, if there are always going to be poor people in the world, what do you gain by giving charity? So what are you wasting your efforts for? It's an act of futility. So how does the Chumash give that? That's the reason why you are mechuyev to give tzedakah ki lo yechta lev yayin mikerev haaretz. So Rav Soloveitchik once said over the Abarbanel on that pasuk. Abarbanel says, comments, the Gemara says, the Chumash says, you should give tzedakah ki biglal hadover azay yivarechecho Hashem olakecho. As a reward for giving tzedakah, you will be blessed. So the Gemara has a play on words, ki biglal, that poverty is a galgal hachoze ba'olam. You never have a family that throughout 20 generations, they're always multimillionaires. These children are going to do something stupid, let's say Cy Sims, whatever. So the children are going to sell all the stores. And then they won't have the stores anymore. Macy's or Gimmel's, whatever. Someone's going to do something stupid. And they're not going to be rich forever. So the Gemara has that comment on that pasuk. Biglal adabra zeh. Biglal, the poverty is a galgal hachoyz ba'olam. Why did the Gemara have the comment over here? That poverty rolls around the world. Sometimes this family will be hit with poverty. Sometimes that family will be hit with poverty. So the Abarbanel explains that the yisoid of all of the mitzvah should be adam machaveri, mechuyev to give tzedakah to others because there's reciprocity, mechuyev to give to them because they need, because they in exchange are mechuyev to give for you, to you. And even if you're wealthy and you don't need right now, but your children and your grandchildren may need in the future, because poverty is a galgal achaz boil. So that's why the pasuk says, ki lo yechta lev yom mekerev haaretz, poverty will never be eradicated. And maybe in the future, you or your descendants will be in need of charity, in need of a handout. So give to the others, in exchange for which they will give to you. This is a Gemara in Tainus has such an idea. The Gemara tells us someone was planting a tree that took 70 years till it gives any fruits. So the yester and the man who was planting the tree was already an older person. He was in his 70s. So the yester, you plan to live 150 years? You plan to live another 70 years, you're going to get Paris from the tree. So he said, no, I came into the world and the earlier generations were kind to me. They plant the trees that only give off Paris in 70 years. I feel obligated to give back to humanity. We're all mechuyev to give to others in exchange for which they're mechuyev to give back to us. That's what Rashi quotes on when Yaakov Avinu Parshas Vayechi, I think, when Yaakov Avinu requests of Yosef, Simna yotcha tachas yirechi, and he says, when I die, al nosik b'reinim in Mitzrayim, he asks him to do chesed v'emes. Why is it chesed v'emes? And Rashi quotes from the Medrash Rabba, chesed sho'osim emachayim, you can be mitzapa l'tashlim schar. I do chesed for someone else, in exchange for which they're all mechuyev to do for me. But a chesed that you do in mameisim, that's a chesed shalemis. You can't be mitzapa l'tashlim schar. The guy's dead, he's not going to give back that teiva. So chesed shalemis means, the Gemara says, from all the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is racham achan and erach apayim, all the different midas. So choysom shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. The ikka mida of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is midas ha emes. So we have an obligation to be kind to other people because it v'halachta v'drachav. So mahu afata, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is v'racham aval kol ma'asav. He's kind to everybody. We are mechuyev to do for other people because that's v'halachta v'drachav. If it's a living person, then you're mechuyev to do taivis because of reciprocity. You're mechuyev to do for him, he's mechuyev to do back for you. But if you're doing chesed im ameisim, and there isn't going to be any reciprocity, so the chiyev to do for others is called a chesed shalemis. It's a chesed that you're mechuyev to do because we were all created with tzelem elokim. We're obligated to preserve the tzelem elokim by going in the ways of Hashem, v'halachta b'drachav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is v'racham aval kol ma'asav. Baruch Shalom has rachmanis on the behemoth. So we're mechuyev to have rachmanis on the behemoth also. We're mechuyev to have rachmanis on the nochrim also. Racham aval kol ma'asav, the midah toiva, the mitzvah of halachta b'drachav, to observe the midah of v'racham aval kol ma'asav, the Rambam writes, applies to nochrim also. If they're evdi avodah zarah, then they don't deserve. Then they're mafsid, then they don't have this chus. But if the nochem not of the avodah zarah, so the loy gora from behemis, rachma v'kal masav am behemis. Tzedakah is a chiyav ben adam lachaveiro, is a chiyav ben achayim. So then the chiyav tzedakah is only when there's reciprocity. But and the Gemara says, mefanisim anei akum im anei Yisrael, anei akum. Akum means of the avodah zarah, skachol mazolus. If he's an eved avodah zarah, he doesn't deserve. So that's only mefarnesem ipnei dak hisholem. But if he's not an ebed avod zar, he's a nochri, he's not an ebed avod zar, then the Rambam says, there's a chiyuv to give tzedakah, not because of the reciprocity, he's not mechuyev to reciprocate, but you're mechuyev because v'racham aval kol ma'asav, v'halachta v'drachav. Yeah, the mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro, do they apply to a nochri or not? So the pashtus says, the lavim do apply. The lavim loisigzol. You're not allowed to steal. You're not allowed to steal from an ochri, gezel akum. There's one mechudish dikashita in the Gemara, in the end of Baba Kama, there's a machlekes hatanoim. One opinion is that gezel akum is muta, even gezel nochrim, not only akum, even gezel. Why? So the Rishonim say, because it says in Treyosa, Amad vaymoyde deretz ro vayata goyim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw ro, umasoylam are not observing the mitzvahs, so he said, the Jews have a right to take the moment of the Nochrim. So Talmud Rishonim understand, the Gemara says that in the context of Shoshal Yisrael, Shonogach Shoshal Akum Potter, Shoshal Akum, Shonogach Shoshal Yisrael, Bentam Bei Muad, Mishalim Nezik Sholem. So the Gemara says, how is it? It's not fair. If you darshan, Kikach Sharisha Shareyehu, if Reyehu Dafke, so they should both pay Nezik Sholem. Either they should both pay Nezik Sholem, they should both be Potter. What do you say? In one direction, is Potter. How do you darshan like that? So the Gemara comments on the based on that Pasuk in Treyasa, Amad by Maida there, it's Rabbayat Goim. He saw the Nochem are not living up to the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So he gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael at Har Sinai. And Amad Behitam Amon of Yisrael. So that's what some Rishonim say. That's why there was one opinion that Gezel Akam is Mutter. Mutterman. I thought it's only awesome at the Rabbanim. But the Pashto says, if you don't hold like that funny Pasuk, Rabbayat Goim, Amad Behitam Amon of Yisrael. So then you say, Gezel Akam is an Isa Deraisa. Let's say, to kill a Nochri. You're allowed to kill a Nochri. Or you're allowed to choyvo b'chaveru, lo yosef ben yosef. You're not allowed to harm anybody. You're not allowed to be mazika to be choyvo sama. Anisa replies, the Torah tells me, the Torah was given to the Jewish people, we're not allowed to be choyvo la mazik anybody else, even if it's a nachman. When it comes to mitzvahs, I say, I'm choyv to do for other people. So then, it's only when there's reciprocity. So if the other one is not a Yisrael, he's not mechuyev to reciprocate, so I'm not mechuyev to do to him in the first place. But the other mitzvah, v'halachta medrachav, that applies even if there's no reciprocity. When you're kind to behemoth, because v'racham av'al kol masav, you don't expect the behemoth to reciprocate. Behemoth doesn't have akoras hatov.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Doesn't that kind of make the Torah just seem more like practical and selfish than ideal? Like if you think like, oh, you're doing all these mitzvahs because it's the right thing to do and it's moral, then it's one thing. But if to say that all of these mitzvahs benanim lechaver are just because, oh, like I scratch my back, you scratch, like I scratch your back, you scratch mine. It kind of just makes it seem like very practical and like not very idealistic and very moral.
It's both. It's because of a halachta bidrach. I mean, that even covers nachrim who are not oib de avodah zarah. And it's also based on reciprocity. I scratch your back in order that you should scratch my back. It's both. What's so bad? What's so bad if it's both? So nishgefelach. I don't see what's wrong. The balach the bedrachav is machayvas to be kind even to nochem where there's no reciprocity. But if it's an rabbit of a desire, then he deserves neither. There's no reciprocity in the hipsid. The behemah didn't sin, so the behemah is v'racham avakal ma'asa, but the Rebbe Rabbi Dezara sinned in a serious way, so he doesn't deserve anything in exchange. So nachamo, so there's a pasuk that says by nevela, you're not allowed to eat nevela. La'gera shavasharecha titnana v'achala, there's a mitzvah to give tzedakah to a ger tosha. Where's that mitzvah? So Rashi, around 20 lines from the bottom of Chafal Mes Rashi quotes a pasuk from Vayikra chapter Chafay, Ger v'tosha v'chai imach, means that by Ger toshav there's a mitzvah l'hachayoso. The simple translation, mitzvah l'hachayoso, means a mitzvah to give him charity. If he needs, it's a mitzvah to give him a handout. There's a Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, which is a one line in the Ramban that's questionable. Some recent Rabbanim, 100 years ago, they thought that the Ramban said that ger tosha mitzvah l'achiyosa means that just like pikuach nefesh of Yisrael is decha Shabbos, so pikuach nefesh of ger tosha is decha kol haTorah kula. That's very questionable. It sounds a little bit like that in the Ramban, but it's very questionable. The Pashto says that it's not so. Pashto says that there is no such thing. So the pasuk says, you're not allowed to eat nevela, l'sechol kol nevela. What should you do if you have a nevela? L'ager shabbos shachet titnana b'achola. You can give it to, you should give it to as a matana to a ger toshav if he's poor and if he's in need, because that's a mitzvah l'achiyosa. Or machal anochri, or you may sell to anochri. So the fact that you may sell it to the anochri and get paid money, that's an indication that nevela is muta b'hano. If it would have been os b'hano, you wouldn't be able to sell it because you get money. So that's the question. How can it be such an opinion? We mentioned that the shita l'no de l'mi on kiddushin, and the Ran on the Rif on Avodah Zarah alludes to such an opinion. The Chasam Sefer has a tshuva where he interprets like that in this shita quoted by the Ran on Avodah Zarah, that if you sell Isuri HaNoam and you get money from it, it's only a violation of Isuri HaNoam Midrabbanan. It's not a violation of Torah. How can you say that? But the Gemara learns that from the pasuk. The fact that you permitted to give the nevela to a ger toshav as a matana, you know, he'll probably reciprocate, and he'll be kind to you someday in the future. So you're going to get hana from it. Or machal anochri, if you sell the nevela to anochri, he pays you money, so you're getting hana. So the Gemara says that's the right that nevela meat is mutabana. But according to this shita l'nodamami, how does it prove anything that hana is not osa manatera? Even if nevela would have been osa b'hana manatera, it would be permissible to give it as a gift, or to sell it and to make money on it, because it's a gram hano, it's not direct hano. So the Chasam Sefer talks about that in his tshuva. So he says, the proof is not so much from the pasuk that it says, you're permitted to sell it or to give it as a gift. The proof is from the choice of the verb. The Chumash says, o mocher lanochri, or you sell it. And if the thing is osa banah, so the Gemara seems to say, mocher ena mocher. That's the Gemara in Baba Kama on Daf Mem Hei. That a Shor HaNiskol, Shor Shaharges HaAdam, is Biskila. So Shor HaNiskol is Asa Ba'anoa, after the Gemara Din. So the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Kodim Shenig Madina, Machar Machar. If you sell it to someone else, the sale is valid. Lacha Shenig Madina, Machoro Eina Machar. If you sell it, it's not Chal. Why? So simple pshat, because either Shor HaNiskol, after the Gemara Din, is either Eina Shaloi or Eina Bishusai. According to Rashi, you have a big problem. Why does it say Machar Eina Machar? Rashi holds that all these Sirei Hanoah, Rashi holds Chometz is Eina Bishusa Shalodim. Because Chometz you have to dispose of immediately. But if you have Basa B'cholov, you shouldn't leave it around the house too long. It may be machshel somebody. Someone will think that it's a muta b'achila, muta b'ano. That's the Gemara, the end of the first parak in Pesachim. The Gemara says that there's a chashash takola, should never leave any non-kosher food around the house because you may forget, or your children may see it, or a guest may come and they'll think that everything in the refrigerator is kosher. They won't realize that some of the stuff is treif. So, but that's not the nisa deraisa. Whenever you have avodah zarah, there's a lav. You're not allowed to hold it in your possession. If you have chametz bepesach, there's a nisa bal yirah b'imatzeh. So then the Gemara says, by chametz bepesach mishesho salamayla, then you say eina b'shusa, whatever that means, eina shaloi eina b'shusa. But if you have stam other isurei hanoah, so Rashi's opinion is, no, it is shaloi and it is b'shusa. And why does it say mechara and mechara? That's a big question. We spoke about that already. And why is Eina Mekudeshes? Because not Shavu Pruta, that's why. Yeah. So that's what these Rishonim say. That's what these Rishonim hold, that the Raya is not so much from the fact that it says you're allowed to sell it. You're allowed to sell it, even if it would be Asabano, you're allowed to sell it, Nanatar. But the Raya is from the fact that the Chumash uses the verb Omochel Anach, he's selling. If it's really Asa Bano, so then the Mechira would Micha, because it would either be Eina Shaloi or Eina Bishusai. So the rise from the choice of the verb, the Chumash quoted that verb, Amachal Anachri. So that's the Pasuk by Nevela. Lager Shev Shechnan, Amachal Amachal Anachri. Then it says by Nevela. What does it say by Trefa? It says, Basa Basara Trefa La Sachelo, La Kelev Tashlichon also. You should throw it to the dogs. Whose dogs? Feed it to your own dogs. So you see from the Chumash, it's muta b'ano. If you're allowed to feed it to the dogs, see it's muta b'ano. So Nevela Trefa is a beferish pasuk, then it's muta b'ano. What about Chelev? So Chelev is also a pasuk. How does it say? V'chelev Nevela v'chelev Trefa yiyasa l'chol malacha v'ocha lo sachluhu. Not only Nevela u'trefa is muta b'ano, even Chelev. Chelev is an isa kares. If you eat it, it's an isa kares. So even chelav av nevela, who had the name chelav av kshera, chelav nevela chelav yayasa l'chol malacha. You can do whatever you want with it. You see, the chelav is muta b'hanoa. Chelav is muta b'hanoa. Yeah. What about the other foods in the world? Are they asa b'hanoa? Are they muta? I mean, if a food is asa b'achila, is it asa b'hanoa? All food in the world we assume is kosher. Shaila is, what about other foods that are asa b'achila? Are they asa b'hanoa? So that's where the Gemara is going to go through a whole sugya here to discuss which. So Chometz b'Pesach was a machlekes hatanaim. What it's also about. What about Gid Hanoshe? What's the story with Gid Hanoshe? So Gid Hanoshe is a machlekes hatanaim. The Zohar, authored by Reb Shimon, says that Gid Hanoshe is also about. It corresponds with what the Babli says in the name of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's opinion, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, is supposed to be the author of the Zohar. So it says in the Gemara, Reb Shimon's opinion is Agid Anasha is Asa B'Hano. Anything that's Asa B'Achila should, in principle, be Asa B'Hano. That's going to be the famous Machlokes in the Sugya Chizkiya and Rabbi Abohu. It starts around 15 lines down on Chof Aleph on the base after the two dots on Chizkiya, and Rabbi Abohu comes up with that Chiddush. We assume like Rabbi Abohu that all Macholos Asura should be in principle Asa B'Hano as well. Unless you have a pasuk that says otherwise. So that's where Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is of the opinion. Agid Anasha is Asabano. And the Tanoim, the other Tanoim disagree, so they have to have a Hechocha from the pasuk to say that Gid Anasha is Butamana. So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim, yeah. Then the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim. What about Chulam Bar Zara? Well, the Chulam Bar Zara, he had four lines from the top of Chav Beis Amin Aleph. It doesn't mean I took a loaf of bread into the Azara, then I took it out. You bring a loaf of bread, chulen ba'azara, that doesn't become us. We're talking if you shecht an animal in the Azara. So if you shecht chulen ba'azara, that's a machlekes. Chulen ba'azara is a din d'araisa, din d'rabbanan. Yeah. Machlekes hatanoim, the Gemara says. Yeah. What's the machlekes? Chulen ba'azara, if you shecht the behemoth, chulen ba'azara. Is that an isa d'araisa, or is that only an isa d'rabbanan? So the debate is on shechting behemas chulin and the azar, and then if you did shecht it, would it be osa b'achila min atarim of the rabbanan? Would it be osa b'hanua? So according to what opinion, the whole thing is muta min atarim. It's muta to shecht behemas chulin and the azara, and if you shechted the animal is muta b'achila muta b'hanua. What about if you hold chulin b'azara is muta min atarim? It's only osa of the rabbanan. What about to burn some chulin on the mizbeach? I have a bag of potato chips, popcorn, whatever. I want to burn pizza. I want to burn some pizza on the mizbech. Pizza is not a carbon. So if the pizza is chametzik, so that's allowed. Chol sar v'chad dvash l'asakter m'men ishal Hashem. You're not allowed to be makriv sar dvash on the mizbech. Dvash, Rashi and Chumash writes, dvash is pri, umesika is pri. And sar means chametz. There's an issa to be makta chametz on the mizbech. So let's say I have something. It's not. I have string beans. I have whatever. I have bananas. I want to burn bananas on the mizbech. There is no carbon on bananas. That, would everybody agree that that's an isa deraisa? So there's a tesis in Nozir where tesis says they really would have said that to be makta something on the mizbech other than carbonus. That should everyone should agree that that's an isa deraisa. But from the Gemara in Nozir, you see, it's not so. That the Tana who's of the opinion chulin bazar lav deraisa. Not only does it apply to shechting behemas chulin and the azar is only nisa derabbanan, not only does it apply to eating or getting benefit from an animal that was nishchat and the azar, it even goes on burning something on the mizbeach. Because the Mishnah says there, ha'ov madir es beno ben ozer. There's a Mishnah in ozer. A father who has a son only applies by a father and a son. Doesn't apply to the daughter and it doesn't apply to the mother. Doesn't apply to the father and the daughter, doesn't apply to the mother and the daughter, the mother and the son, only a father and a son. The father, it only applies when the child is a cotton before bar mitzvah. So ha'ov madir es beno ben ozer. The father has the ability to declare that his son should become a nozir, and the son has to observe the dinim of naziris. Then the father brings the carbon at the end of the 30 days, or however long he declared his son should be observed naziris. So at the end of the time, they'll have to bring the karbanis of a nozir. So there's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish. Where does that din come from? There's no pasuk in Chumash at all. Rabbi Yochanan says it must be halacha Moshe min Sinai. And Mishlokish says no. It's midirabbanan midin chinuch. There is a din of chinuch on the parents to raise their children and derech haTorah, but you don't have to make him into a nozir. So make him into a nozir. That's a special din only by a father and a son. The father has an extra obligation of chinuch on his sons. He even has the right, if he wants to, he doesn't have to, he has the right, if he chooses to make his son into a nazir and then to bring the karbonis at the end of the period of the nazir. So that's Rabbi Yechanan's opinion. Rabbi Yechanan says that it's halacha l'moshe misena. Ha'ov madir is b'no b'nazir. And Rish Lakish holds that it's mitam chinuch. The whole din is only midirabbana mitam chinuch. So Gemara says, how can it be mitam chinuch? But when the 30 days of Naziris are up, then you bring a set of karbanas. Isn't it going to be chulin ba'azara? If the whole observance of Naziris on the part of the child is only midirabbanan, so he wasn't the nazir. It's a make-believe nazir. So how can you bring karbanas? The Gemara says, chulin ba'azara lav deraisa. And you zorik the dam on the mizbeach, and you makta the emurim on the mizbeach, and the whole thing is only a fake. It's not at all a korban min atar. The Rav Mishnayis that imply clearly if you have a pasul of carbon, not only is the, let's say a pasul of carbon, the Kohen was sitting when he did the Avoda, or a Kohenis did the Avoda. The Kohen wasn't wearing big dekun, or he did it balayla. Any reason why the carbon may be pasul. So if you have a carbon that's pasul, there's an iser. You're not allowed to be makta de emurim on the mizbeach. The Tosfos Yonta writes on Mishnayis, he does know where the pasuk is. We see from psukim when the carbon is pasul. But how do you know that that there's an adera to be makter the emurim on the mizbech? Maybe it's chulin bazar. There's not there. No, So that's an iser. Mishnah is beferi. That's an iser. You're not allowed to be makter. You're not allowed to be zarek the dam if it's pasul adam. You're not allowed to be makter the emurim if the carbon is pasul. But to be makriv chulin on the mizbech, to burn chulin on the mizbech, that's a machlek zabiachem ish lokish. But the chulin bazar deraisa derabbanim. So the Gemara is going to go through a lot of isuri hanoi here to discuss which isuri achila arasa ba'ano, which of them are muta ba'ano. So chametz bepesach machlekes Rabbi Yosef Aglili on the next daf and chof gimel amud aleph. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says to the other tanam, tameh al atzmecha, what are you talking about? There is no such thing. Chametz bepesach is muta ba'ano, and the chacham, we don't accept that opinion. We assume chametz bepesach is also ba'ano. See, the Gemara continues, Amoichel Anochri, the last four lines, and Chafal of Merav, Amoichel Anochri, if you have chametz after this man Isa Ano, after Chatzos, or in Shor Shishis, when the Rabbana chametz also ba'ano, then you're not allowed to sell it to the Goy. But before Shor Shishis at the morning, you are permitted to sell. That's what we do. The rabbi is appointed by all the balabatim, and he sells everybody's chametz to the guy. So the Gemara says the Mishnah is against the opinion of Bishamai. Usually when there's a dispute between Bishamai and Bishilol, Ruba, the overwhelming majority of the cases, we pass like the Bishilol. So here also, we don't accept Bishamai. Bishamai say, that's how the Gemara continues on our base. Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, we had in the first parak, 30 days before Pesach, a person already has to start considering observing Pesach. Whenever any yontav is going to come, whenever a mitzvah is going to come that we haven't been observing all year long, so 30 days before we have to start planning in advance how we're going to observe that mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu to destroy the chametz on our Pesach. So the mitzvah begins 30 days before. That's what the Gemara had in the first parak. If a person is leaving his home within 30 days before Pesach, he's obligated to do bedikas chametz. So this Tana is of the opinion, Beishamay Amrim, Loim Karadim Chemtzel Anachri, if it's 30 days before Pesach, we already have to start thinking of how we're going to fulfill Tashbisu. So we can still eat Chametz till our Pesach Chatzais. So Gesunta, hey, eat all you want, but plan, what are you going to do with the leftover Chametz? How are you going to destroy it? Where are you going to destroy it? Are you going to do Sreifa? Are you going to do Hashbasas B'chaldova? The 30 days before you have to start planning. So Bishamai, I rub the opinion, that's the bottom Rashi. And Chafal of Menalef. Kodim Shiova, Kosavri, Bishamai, I rub the opinion, Mitzvah, Allah, Levar, Minhoedim, Eloshi, Heikayim. You don't fulfill, you have to start worrying about Tashbisu 30 days before. And Tashbisu is not fulfilled by selling it to a goy. Tashbisu is that it should all either be consumed, and whatever's not consumed should be destroyed. So if I have a store and I sell chametz, that's what I do for a living. That's what I do for a living. I'm not selling the chametz in order to avoid violation of Bal Yorah Baimatz. I have a store. I have a liquor shop or I have a bakery. So of course I'm allowed to sell my chametz. But then when it comes to Erev Pesach, this man is so chametz. I have very little chametz left. What do I do with that chametz? At Bishamai Hold. You have to destroy it. If I have a bakery, you don't say 30 days before Pesach, you're not allowed to sell chametz. No, that's what I do for a living. Whatever chametz will be left over, Erev Pesach, when it comes to Zman Isa Hano, so then Bishamai would say, you shouldn't sell at the last minute to the goy. You can sell whatever you want in the normal course of business, run your life as you usually do. Whatever chametz will turn out to be left over at the end, and our Pesach, this money is a chametz, you have to destroy. And we pass like Beisilah. Beisilah, kol sham mutalach, mutalinka. No, that's not, there's no din that you have. You don't say 30 days before. Whatever chametz you have to either use yourself in a normal fashion, or you have to destroy it. No, you sell it to the goy. So you avoid the tashbisim. Let's say the Minchas Chinuch raises the possibility. Let's say a person never eats bread all year long, never eats bread. He's allergic to whatever, to the bread. So he only eats vegetables all year long. Does he have a mitzvah to buy some chametz and Erev Pesach in order to have what to burn? So the Pashta says that that's a joke. Menchas Chinuch raises such a possibility. maybe tashbisa is a mitzvah saseh. So just like you have to go out of your way to buy a lulavan and esrik to fulfill a mitzvah in each halachem, so you have to go out of your way to buy some chametz in order to have what to burn on our Pesach. So the pashta says nobody holds like that. You're not mechuyev to go out of your way. But if you have chametz, and the normal course of events, you would sell it or you would eat it, then whatever is left over, what are you going to do with it? So be shamei hold, whatever you have 30 days before Pesach, and it's not going to get disposed of in the normal way, you're not going to eat up all that chametz, and you're not going to sell it from the store. So then they say you have to destroy it. And we don't paskin like that. We paskin, tashbisu means whatever you have left over, if you sell it, shine. If you sell it to the guy, there's no problem. Yeah. Then on the top of Amen Beis, Rebuta ben Misera, what does he hold? So Rashi learns, Rebuta ben Misera, Svira leke beishamai. That 30 days before Pesach, you have to be concerned. That's Rashi saying that's Pshat Meshamai. Meshamai held 30 days before Pesach, Shloshim Yom Kodem Hachag, Shalom V'dosh Melchus Hachag. So the din of Tashbis already, you have to begin thinking about it. So whatever chametz you have 30 days before Pesach, if you have kutach, you have to destroy it. You can't sell it to a goy because he's not going to, if the goy will eat it up before Pesach, good. But kutach takes a long time to get eaten up. So he holds like Bishamai that you're not allowed to leave it around. You can't sell it to a goy. It's a bit like tashbis. Of course, according to Rashi, it's out of the question. We don't pass on like Bishamai, so we don't pass on like Rabbi Memse. Taisa disagrees with Rashi. The Tap Taisa Amri Bisham Rabbeinu Tam. Tap Taisa Sachafal from the base. Nah, Bishamai is on Amid Aleph. That's a funny shita. So we don't pass on like Bishamai. Rabbi Ben Misere, he doesn't hold like Bishamai. It's a nukzera, because each person used to be experts at making kutach. And they do this with Shechter's kutach, and this is Mr. Levy's kutach, and this is plain kutach they sell in the store. So if it's Shechter's kutach, and I'm going to sell it to a guy 2 weeks before Pesach, and on Pesach he's still going to be eating Shechter's kutach, so there may be a marisai, and people will think that I sold the chametz on Pesach to the guy, that I violated Bal Yerah, and I violated the Issa Hanor by selling the chametz to the guy. So that's what Rabbi Ben Misera doesn't hold, not like Rashi and Rabbi Ben Misera holds like Bishamai, and you have to start worrying about this mitzvah of Tashbisa 30 days before Pesach. No, Rabbi Ben Misera is telling you Amarisai, because Kutach, Shmai Olav, everybody will know. Okay. Yeah. So an easy Gemara, we pass like the Sil. We don't pass like Bishamai. And then it says that what? The Chometz Kadima Pesach is Mutta Bahano. So the Gemara said, Pshita, of course, Mutta Bahano. What's a Chiddush? It's only us. On Pesach, it's a Chiddush. On Pesach, it's a Machlekes. Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds also Mutta Bahano, and the Chacham holds Chometz Pesach, also Bahano. But Chometz Kadima Pesach, all year long. Of course, Pshita, that is Mutta Bahano. So the Gemara says, like Tzricha, the Chiddush is Shecharocha Kadim Zmanoi. You charred it, you burnt it so much that Nifsal Me'achilas Adam. There's a din, the Gemara, it's going to be in the Sugya later on. The Sugya says that all, it says by Nevela. What do you do if you have Nevela? Lagerish Abashracha Titana Bachola Amachal Anachri. Give it to a Ger Toshav Anachri, who is Makabalol of Shevim, to observe the Shevim Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. Or sell it to Anachri. Lagerish Abashracha Titana Bachola Amachal Anachri. So the Gemara in Abu Dezorah has a drasha from that pasuk. Nevela haruya lager krui nevela. Nevela shein haruya lager ain't a krui nevela. If you have, let's say, a piece of nevela meat and you left it out of the refrigerator for 2 months, it became masriach. It's spoiled. If you eat it, you'll get a bellyache. So since it's not roi lachilos sodom, even though it is roi lachilos hakelev, if a kelev will eat it, he won't get an upset stomach. He'll eat it, he'll enjoy it, then he won't get sick. So even though it's roi lachilos hakelev, but since it's not royal achilah sodom, so it's muta b'achilah menator. You're permitted to eat it. Macholas asuris, that's nifsam achilah sodom, becomes muta b'achilah. Yeah. The one exception to the rule is chametz, because the Torah says that you're not allowed to eat seor either, and seor is not royal achilah sodom. which normal person is going to eat. So sor means like this. If you mix flour with water and you make dough, so you let the dough rise. You let the dough rise for a couple of hours before you bake it as a challah. So it has, when it rises, it has all the air pockets. It has a delicious taste to it. So next week, when you want to make challahs for next week, if you're going to mix flour with water, you're not going to add any yeast. You have to wait hours and hours and hours till it's going to rise. So what you would do is you leave over a little raw dough from this week. That's what they practiced years ago. Some of the dough that you mix flour with water this week, most of it you bake, and some of it you leave up till next week. What's going to happen? The microorganisms, the yeast is a microscopic organism you can't see. So they're going to eat up the dough and reproduce. And then the vladas are going to eat up more dough and reproduce, going to eat up more dough. You're going to have millions, zillion, trillion, billion, I don't know any more words. It's going to multiply. It ain't sheer. It's going to eat up all of the dough. There won't be any dough left. There'll only be microorganisms. They're invisible. So if you take that yeast and next week when you mix flour with water, instead of waiting 10 hours for it to rise, take this piece of raw dough, put it in, and that's full of microorganisms. So this will hasten the process. So today they sell raw yeast. They sell raw yeast, a bar of raw yeast, or you can buy the packet of the microorganisms. You don't need the raw dough. So that's sa'or. When the Chumash says, sa'or means the raw dough. So that raw dough is nifsal me'achila sa'odom. It's not raw achila sa'odom. And nonetheless, it's aser on Pesach. So you see that by Pesach, even nifsal me'achila sa'odom is still aser. So that's a Gemara later that in Kol HaTorah Kula by all Isuri Achila, once it becomes Nifsim Achila Sadam, it's Mutab Achila Min HaTorah. We'll soon discuss in a minute Mid Rabbanon, Mutab Achila Min HaTorah. And Chametz Kodem HaPesach HaRocha Kodem Zmana. If you charred the Chametz before the Zman Iser, Chametz sets in before Chatzos, Min HaTorah, the Iser Chametz sets in a Chatzos. So if you burn the chametz and it's all charred on the outside, characha kaidim zmanai, then when it comes chatzos, the isa chametz will not be chal. So the Rosh quotes the Rishayim and Adaf, it's only if characha kaidim zmanai, he charred it so much that even the behemoth will not eat it. But if it's only nifsam achilos sodom, and it's right achilos hakelev, then it will still be osa b'achilo. Because that's the chiddush, that by chametz you need nifsam achilos hakelev. Not enough nifsam achila sodom. In Kol HaTorah Kula, it's enough nifsam achila sodom. And by chametz that you want, the yisur shouldn't be chal. Once the yisur is chal already, so then it becomes also b'hano. So by yisuri hano, even if it becomes nifsam achila sakelev, it's still going to be awesome. Still going to be awesome. But in order to prevent the yisur from being chal, so in Kol HaTorah Kula, by all the other yisuri achila, it's sufficient if it became nifsal me'achila sa'odom in advance, and by chametz kodem ha'pesach has to become nifsal me'achila sa'kelev before the isur. So that's what Rava says. Characha kodem mizmana, if he charred the chametz before chatzais, or midirabban before, an hour before chatzais, that's when it's also banah. So it's mutabana sa'afila lacha chatzais. Afila lacha zmana. If at the time of chatzais, when the isur chametz is chal, an hour before chatzais, when the Isa de Rabbanan is chal, it's nifsam achilas hakelev, so then the Isa is not chal. So there's a big machloikis, the Rosh has a machloikis with the Ramban. It says, charocha kodem zmanai, muta b'hanoa, afilo lachas mai. Why is it only saying muta b'hanoa? Let it be muta b'achila. Why is it only muta b'hanoa? It should be muta b'achila lachas mai. So the Rosh came up with a chiddush that if you sit and you eat it, you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, it's right achilas adam. You're not a kelev, you're an adam, and you're eating it. So you demonstrate that it's still right achilas adam. So min ha-Torah, we just ignore. What do we care what he demonstrates? We use an expression, batla daite tzadas kol b'ni adam. A normal person wouldn't eat this chametz. It's so charred, charochai. He burnt it so much, a normal person wouldn't eat it. He's a shtikal na meshugah. But midrabbanan, we say, achshavei, since he eats it, he demonstrates, as far as he's concerned, it's still royal achilas adam. So then the isa chametz is still there. So that's a shitas harosh. And this is in disagreement with the Ramban. The Rosh quotes that there are some mishanim who disagree. That's the Ramban. The Ramban holds no, there is no such din. If charocha kodem is mana, it's nifsa machilas akelev. So even if you eat it, what do you mean? He demonstrates achshavei. He's demonstrating that as far as he's concerned, it's royal achila. He's batal dat eitzel das kol b'niyot. So this machlokes, the Rosh and the Ramban, is quoted in the second chelik yeridea. Surprising, the first chelik yeridea, they have all the dinim of basa b'cholov and treifa and neveila. They never talk about this. In the second chelik yeridea, they pass on like the Rosh, that there is a din with the rabbanon. If you sit and you eat it, so you demonstrate achshavei, so you demonstrate that it's only awesome with the rabbanon. You demonstrate that it never was nifsa machilas adam haraya. I'm an adam and I'm eating it. Let's say you have some chametz that became nifsa machilas hakelev kodem pesach, nifsa machilas hakelev kodem pesach, and then I mix in so much sugar and so much vanilla flavoring and so much ice cream and so much other flavorings, now it tastes delicious. But it tastes delicious because I mixed so much other stuff in it. Not that the chametz, and then I go and I eat it. Then I go and I eat it. Do you say over there, achshavei? No, that's not achshavei. Achshavei means if it was nifsa, let's say I left a piece of nevela, a hot dog, out of the refrigerator for 2 months, and it became spoiled, absolutely spoiled. And if you eat it, you get a bellyache. So minatar it's muta because nifsa machilas adam, it's nevela sheni roi lager. But midrabbanan, we pass like the Rosh Hatzasa because he eats it, so he demonstrates, achshavei, he demonstrates, as far as he's concerned, it was never nifsa machilas adam. So that chumra midrabbanan only applies if he eats the thing itself, he demonstrates that it's not nifsa machilas adam. What if he mixes in a lot of sugar and a lot of flavoring and he eats it? He doesn't demonstrate that it was never nifsa machilas adam. He would never eat it before he mixed in the sugar and the flavoring. Now that he mixed in, so now he's eating the flavoring with the sugar. That's why he's eating it. So he can't apply achshavei there. So that's a different question. Is there a din of chozer v'nir? Chozer v'nir is a topic that's discussed in Yeridea. Classically, the topic of chozer v'nir means a different thing. This is an application that later Svarim called this chozer v'nir. In Yeridea, chozer v'nir means the following. Let's say I have a pot of soup and a little treif flavoring falls in, and it's batel b'shishim, so you can't taste the flavoring, so it's muta. Right? You can eat the soup. Then another little bit of treif flavoring falls in, and now you no longer have shishim. Do you say that since the first flavoring that fell in became batel b'shishim, and it became isa nepach lias heter, it's mutter, and now if you add another little bit of flavoring, this flavoring is not enough to be nice and tam. I can taste the flavor of the treifas, yeah, because I poured in, by accident, I poured in treifas yesterday a little bit. Yesterday was batel b'shishim, so whatever fell in yesterday was batel b'shishim. And today a little bit falls in, you have again shishim. So do you say that the isa that you mixed in by mistake yesterday, that fell in yesterday, do you say, chozer v'nir, it wakes up again? It was batel b'shishim yesterday, but today that I poured in another little bit of treifas, now I no longer have shishim against the yisa. So that's a discussion in Yeridea. Do you say chozer v'nir? If an iser became mutter, it became batel, it became mutter, can the iser, can it be chozer l'isurei afterwards? Once we already declared that it's mutter, can you say that it's chozer l'isurei? So that's a big question. So there's a famous Chavis Das. Chavis Das is the Sefer on Yeridea written by the author of the Nesivos. The Nesivos is his commentary on Choshen Mishpat. Chavis Das is his commentary on Yeridea. Then he has the Sefer on Hilchas Pesach that's called Mikor Chaim. And he has several other Svarim. He has other Svarim as well. So the Chavis Das on Yeridea, we mentioned the Chavis Das yesterday. The last Chavis Das in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph in Chelek Aleph Yerida, we mentioned yesterday, disagrees with the Shach about the Shnei Shvilim. So the Chavis Das, fantastic sefer. So he quotes a Gemara in Tmura. The din is, if you have an eagle, is not a kosher bird. An eagle is an oif tame. So the Chumash says, when it lists off all the non-kosher birds, it says, bas haya'ano, you're not allowed to eat. We assume ya'ano is an ostrich. So what does it mean? Bas haya'ano, only the female ostrich is osa. A male ostrich is muta, only a female is osa. There is no such thing that the male is muta and the female is osa. There is no such thing. If the female is osa, male is osa. So what does it mean, bas haya'ano? So the Gemara says in Eilu Treifas, in the third parak in Chulin, bas haya'ano is referring to beitza saif tami. Not only is the eagle treif, if the eagle lays an egg, it's also treif. Not only is the ostrich treif, the yana, if the yana lays an egg, the egg is also treif. That's called hayetza min tame. Tame. Tame means a non-kosher animal. Behem b'tmeya. Dogim tmeim. So if you have a non-kosher animal, not only are you not permitted to eat the bisar ha-behema, you're not allowed to eat the milk of the behema also. Also, based on the same pasuk, the milk and the eggs, whatever comes, hayotzim and atamitamit, whatever is developed inside a non-kosher animal is also bachil. So the Gemara says, what if you have a trefa, cholov trefa, not only cholov behema tmeya, milk from a pig is also, even cholov of a kosher animal, but the animal happens to have a punctured lung. It has a broken leg in such a way that the whole animal is, it can be a trefa while it's alive. I know the animal is a trefa and it gives off milk. So the cholov of a trefa is awesome. So the Gemara says, what if you have a bird, an oif tahar, a kosher bird, but the bird happens to be a trefa and it lays an egg. So just like if you have an animal which is a trefa and it gives off milk, the cholav of a behema trefa is yotzim and haser is aser. And beitza saif tame, an eagle's egg and an ostrich egg is aser. It's macholas aser, the egg is edible, but a Jew is not allowed to eat it because a yotzim and a tame tame. So even an egg from an oif tohor, from a kosher bird, but this bird happens to be a trefa. I know it has a broken leg in such a way that the whole bird is a trefa. So then the egg that will be laid by the trefa will be us. So then the Gemara says, what if you have a beitzas trefa? A trefa gives birth to an egg. And then a hen sits on the egg and it develops into a chick. And the chick is not a trefa. The egg was from a trefa. Let's say a person is missing a finger. So all the children that are going to be born to him, all of a sudden going to be missing a finger. No, he's missing a finger. It's not going to go over the mutation. It's not going to go over to the children. So let's say the bird was a trefa. So the bird lays an egg. So to eat the egg the way it is, beitzas trefa is just like beitzas oif tami is aser, an ostrich egg is aser, or an eagle's egg is aser. So beitza of a hen, which is a trefa, is also asa. We assume it's probably asa menater. Pashta says it's asa menater. Some shem say it's rabbanon. We assume it's asa menater. So the Gemara says, but what happens if a hen will sit on this egg and it'll develop to turn into a chick and the chick will not be a trefa? So then the Gemara says, Efroyach, shenoilad mi beitzas trefa is muta b'achila. Why is it muta b'achila? But it's a yetzim and a tome tome. So the Gemara says, because when the hen lays an egg, so the egg is edible. The egg is only edible if you don't have a hen sit on the egg to try to have it develop to turn into a chick. But if you have a hen sitting on it for a while, then it's going to become masriach. Like if you leave meat out of the refrigerator for 2 months, it's going to get rotten. So the egg is going to become masriach. It's going to become spoiled. It'll be nifsa b'achila. And then later on, it goes through a metamorphosis process. It's going to change. It's going to develop into a chick. So since This is a Gemara in the end of Temura. The Beitza Seif Tamei at the time, just like Beitza Seif Tamei, the egg of an eagle is Asr, so the Beitza of a hen, and the hen is a Trefa, is also Asr Bachil. It's also called Yotze Min HaTamei. Tamei Yotze Min HaAsr is Asr. But since it reaches a point when the hen sits on it, it reaches a point that the egg becomes spoiled, it's not Roi L'Achila. So it's Nevela Sheni Roi L'Ager, is any Kuri Nevela. So even though later on it became Roi L'Achila, now it became, the hen sits on it longer, and then it develops into a chick, and the chick is jumping around. And now I shech the chick. I wait till the chick turns into a big hen, and then I shech the hen, so I'm going to eat the chicken. So now it's I say, even though the egg originally was treif, but once it becomes nifsim achila sodom, it becomes kosher. And even though it becomes roi l'achila sodom again later, when it becomes a chicken, you shecht it, it remains mutter. Once it's nifsim achila sodom, it became mutter, it remains mutter. So the Chabad Das says that not only is that true in that case in the Gemara, where the hen was a trefa and it laid an egg, so beitzas trefa is going to be masriach until it's going to develop into a chick. So even after it develops into a chick, you don't say chazav in here. So the Chabad Das hold the same is true regarding nevela. Let's say I had some nevela meat and I left it out of the refrigerator for 2 months and became very masriach, and then with some kind of a stunt, I converted it. I made it into that it should be again royal achilah. That it should be again royal achilah. So the Chavis Das says, you see from the Gemara that is mutter. See from this Gemara that it's mutter. Rab Chaim in his Sefer on the Rambam is not so convinced that the Chavis Das is right. He says it's not the same. He says if you have nevela meat or trefa meat, the meat itself is osa b'achila. And it became nifsa machila sodom. So kozman and nifsa machila sodom, it's muta b'achila. But then it's chayzavir. Then it becomes royal achila sodom. Somehow he mixed in a lot of sugar, and now it's royal achila sodom. So then he says it'll be usher again, because the nevela meat is nevela trefa. So kozman that it's not royal achila sodom. It's nevela sheni royal ager ain't a kray nevela. It's muta b'achila. But now it became chayzavir. Now it is royal achila. So it will be usher. When does the Gemara say you don't say chayzav aniyah? So Rab Chaim said that's only by the din of yotze min hatamei, because a yotze min hatamei, the egg is not really osa per se. It's also because of its connection. It came from an eagle or it came from a hen that was a trefa. So when you have something that's also because of yotze min hatamei tamei bas hayano, a yotze min hatamei tamei yotze min haosur is osur. So it's only also kozman that it's still connected to its source. But once it became nifsa machila, it's not called an oichel at all. So at that time, it was no longer labeled as an oichel, not roi l'achila sodom. So that it became mutter. Then you're going to say later, it becomes roi l'achila again, becomes again yotze min ha'asa. No, originally it was also because of yotze min ha'asa. But then once it became nifsa machila, It was mutter, at least temporarily it was mutter. So it lost its connection with its source. It's no longer called a yotzeh min ha'aser. But if you have nevela treifa mamish, not a yotzeh min ha'aser, I think the thing itself is asa b'achila. It's nifsa b'achila sodom, so it's mutter, calls mine it nifsa. But then later on it'll become chayzeh min ha'aser, then it'll be aser again. That's Rab Chaim says, yeah, the raya from the Gemara is not an ironclad raya. The Chavis Das quoted a raya from that Gemara in the end of Temura. And he was assuming he was making a jump, a logical jump, that just like if something is asa b'achila because of yotze min ha'asar asar, if it becomes nifsa b'achila, then it becomes roi l'achila. You don't say chazav aniyah. So the same thing would be true if the food would be asa b'achila, not because of yotze. If it's asa b'achila, it is an avela trefa. And that's what Rab Chaim says. You can prove one from the other. Maybe if the thing itself is nevela treifa, maybe it's mochomer than a yotze min hatamei. That's only a din a yotze min hatamei. If it went through a period of time, went through a stage that it wasn't roi l'achila at all, then its whole connection with its original source is lost. It's no longer defined as a yotze min hatamei. So that's a question whether that's so or not. You say chayzer b'niyah. So here in the rush, the rush is not talking about chayzer b'niyah. The rush is talking the fellow, the chametz was nifsa machilas hakela before Pesach, or you have nevela, which is nifsa machilas adam. Then I go ahead and I eat it. So if I go ahead and I eat it when it's still in a spoiled state, I'm demonstrating this. I'm a human being. I'm demonstrating, as far as I'm concerned, it is right achilas adam. So it was never nifs machilas adam in the first place. So minatar, you say, you ignore what he says. What la daite tzal das called min adam. He's not normal. But when the rabbanon, the rush holds, and we pass on like that rush in yeridei chelik base, we pass on like that rush. With the rabbanon, we say that since he ate it, he demonstrates as far as he's concerned, there was never nifs machilas adam. That's still also from the very beginning. But what if he didn't? He doesn't demonstrate that he doesn't eat it when it's still in the state of nifsal. He only eats it after he mixes in a lot of flavoring. So then he can't say achshavei over there. He's not demonstrating that as far as he's concerned. It was always real achila. No, he only ate it after mixing in all the sugar and all the flavoring. Then he eats it. But he wouldn't have eaten it before. So it was nifsal achila. But that'll be the other shaila. Is there a din of chayzer b'niyah or not? So there are different opinions. So the Chavos Das holds you never say chayzer b'niyah, and Rab Chaim says that the raya of Chavos Das nishken raya, and some Achrayim want to distinguish that it depends whether it became nifsim achilas adam or nifsim achilas hakelev. If it was only nifsim achilas adam, but it's still royal achilas hakelev, an animal would eat it, so then it retains an isa. But if it's machilus hakela, mamish ois meichel, it's not called a meichel at all, then you have to say that it loses the shame oichel, and it can't retain an isa achila. In order to be called macholus asuris, it has to be royal achila. It's not royal achila. You can't label it as macholus asuris. So again, the Gemara is going to go through a lot of isuri achila. Let's say dam. Dam is also bachil. Is dam also bahanoa? Let's say I want to make an experiment. I want to take dam from an animal. So if I want to drink the dam, it says you're not allowed to drink the dam. What if I want to make an experiment? I want to take dam of a human being is muta. That's called dam mahal cheshtayim. People walk on 2 feet. Animals walk on all four. So the Gemara says dam mahal cheshtayim is only awesome with the rabbanim mishum marisayin. And the Torah is really muta. The Christians always used to claim for centuries. They claimed that the Jews used to kill Christians in order to use the Christian blood in baking the matzahs. So the Jews always responded, what are you talking about? We're not allowed to eat any blood. So the Christians finally found out the secret that dam halachishtayim, human blood is only awesome with the rabbanon. Menatoritz mutas, maybe you do use the Christian blood in baking the matzahs, yeah. He told me a story that years ago, 60 years ago, a boy from Tervadas was going on the train, and there were a group of galochim, so he had a big gemara, he was learning gemara. So a bunch of galochim came on the train. So they asked him what he's studying. He said, he's studying Talmud. What does it say? He doesn't want to tell them. They keep on pressuring him. So he tells them, the Talmud gives you the whole description of how you use the Christian blood in order to bake the matzahs. So they said, what are you talking about? That was a blood libel. It's not true. He said, it's not true, but you were killing Jews for centuries based on that Baba Maisa. Of course, there's no Gemara, but it's ridiculous. Who would want to kill the Christian babies to use their blood? It's ridiculous. Anyway, so let's say dam from a behemah. Dam from a behemah is an isa deraisa. What if I want to make an experiment? I want to use the dam from the animal for some purpose or another. I want to irrigate the field by using dam. So the Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Yuma. In the Beis HaMikdash, they would be zorik dam from the karbonis on the Mizbeach. Then the floor would be full of dam. They'd be full of dam on the floor. The Kohanim didn't wear shoes and socks. If they wear shoes and socks, it's going to be a chatzitza. They had to walk with their feet in the blood. There was always blood on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. So then, every so often, there was an ama. There was a source of water. And then they would turn on the faucet, and they would have the floor, they would wash the whole floor, and the dam of all the karbonas, there was already nizrak on the mizbech. So the dam would roll out, and it'd roll out in a river, and the farmers would use the water from that river to irrigate their fields. So they would pay hegdish a couple of dollars to be paid at the dam. Strictly speaking, you don't have to be paid at. There's no me'ila and the dam after it's already been used on the mizbech, but that was the practice they would pay. So the Gemara says, but how are the farmers allowed to get hanoah from the dam? It helps in the irrigation. The vegetables are going to grow better because of the dam. So the Gemara said, we have a pasuk that dam is mutar b'hanoah. Then the Gemara talks about Eivim and Achai. We have a brisa. There is a din of lifneiva l'sitein michsha. Here, there's a Gemara called Beis on the Beis, six lines from the top, seven lines from the top. Minayin shalu yoshe dodam kos yain l'nozer. Eivim Achai l'bnei ne'ocha. Nozer is a Jewish person. A non-Jew can't be a nozer. That's the Mishnah in Perek Hakusim, the last Perek and Nozer. So the Nozer is Jewish, and it's a din of lifneiva. I'm not allowed to give him. He wants wine. I'm not allowed to give him wine because he's a Nozer. He's not the thing. Three things that he's not allowed to do: Zayin Tiglachas and Tumas Ameis. But what about Eid Menachai to Ben Noach? You're in violation of lifneiva if you give Eid Menachai to Ben Noach. Let's say you put a stumbling block in front of the Ben Noach. Is that a violation? The Pashto said there certainly is a violation. I don't know, Rav Moshe Feinsteiner has what I thought was a very difficult, strange tshuva. He says, lifneiva l'sita michsho, to give an etzah, ro'ah, to give a bad advice, or to put a stumbling block, there's no isa l'gabi benoich. Only lifneiva aben avera. Only lifneiva. I thought it's not true. I thought all the lavim ben adam achavera apply. You don't need reciprocity in lavim. Gzeila is asa, chayva bachavera is asa, mazik is asa, lifneiva is asa. To talk Lashon Hara, let's say, I'm going to talk Lashon Hara against the guy. I'll ruin his marriage. I'll ruin his business. I'm an Adam Amazik. That's also the pasuk that says, Haselach Racha Bamecha. Only Bamecha you're permitted to talk Lashon Hara about the Nochem. Means Lashon Hara is not going to harm him. I'm the kindergarten teacher. And I have this Nochri child in my class. I say, this kid is an idiot. So because I said the kid is a fool, the kid is a slob, the kid is an idiot, he's not going to get a shidduch in the future. He can become the president of the United States. It's not going to ruin anything for him. He'll get a shidduch, he'll bake parnasa, even if he's saying a Jewish job. The Torah was machme, you're not allowed to say lashon hara against a Jewish job. So that's taka question why. So the premise of the Chafetz Chaim, the whole Sefer Chafetz Chaim works on the premise that the isa lashon hara is because of mazik, because you may... By saying that the child in kindergarten is stupid, the other children are alert, and this kid is fashlofen, so it may ruin his chance to get a shidduch or to get a job or to get ahead in graduate school. So it's a far-fetched chashash. So by nochri, you don't have to worry. It's probably not going to ruin him. But to tell outright lashon hara against the nochri, the pashtus is that it is asa to ruin his marriage or to ruin his business or to ruin his whole life by revealing secrets about him. That's taka not allowed. The Pashto says the Isurim ben Adam Machaveir lifneiva l'sita michsho. The Isurim do apply ben Adam Machaveir to Anochri. The mitzvah says it don't apply to go bima bakachayla, to go help him out, to give a gemilas chesed, to be those kind of things. Menachem Avol. So the mitzvahs don't apply because you're only b'chayv to do a mitzvah when there's reciprocity. Shmar li v'shmalach, right? Ki lo yechda avim karoz Abar Banel. But the mitzvah says that the pashtas do abar. Moshe assumes not so. I thought it was a difficult tshuva. The Moshe thinks that this shelo yeshe togem eiv marachai leben nayach is only because I'm machshel him in an avera. But a plain lifneiva wouldn't apply to a ben nayach. I thought it's not so. Anyway, so the Gemara says you're not allowed to give the eiv marachai to a ben nayach because he's going to do an avera with it if he eats it. He wants to eat the eiv marachai. What if you want to feed the eiv marachai to your behema? You're getting hanoah from the eiv marachai. That's okay. All the behemtoi is also halaklav and mishori to give the eiv marachai. So that's what the Gemara says. You see, eiv marachai is muta b'hanoah. It's only also b'achila muta b'hanoah. So that's the shah that the Gemara has. How did the Gemara know that? How did the Tanoim know? Here, on Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the, on Chav Beis Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah and Yuma. Elu ve'elu, all of the dam that you zorek on the Mizbech, misarvim ba'oma. The ama is an ama deep and an ama wide, and it has water flows there. So when they plug up the drain, it gets full of water, and the whole floor of the Azor will become washed off. And then you take out the plug, so all the water will go down, and it'll go into the river. Elu ve'elu misarvim ba'yotzim anachal kidron. There's a river there, Nachal Kidron, and they sell it, and the farmers are going to use it for irrigation, and they're getting hanor from the dam of the carbonus. So they see that dam is mutabahanor. Gemara says, yeah, they're the pasuk, that dam is mutabahanor, and Eiv Menachai is mutabahanor. You're only not allowed to give Eiv Menachai to a bener, because lifnei iver. But to feed it to your dogs, it is muta. Eiv Menachai is muta. What else the Gemara is going to talk about? Truma. Non-Kayin. I'm not a Kayin. I'm not a lady. I'm a Zar. So a non-Kayin is not allowed to eat Truma. Is it Asa Bahano? So the Gemara says, no, it's Muta Bahano. How do you see? Because the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, 8 lines from the top of Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, Mishnah and Erevin. Ma'arvin l'noza b'yayin ol Yisrael b'truma. When you make an Eruvichatzeris to be allowed to carry in a building, so that has to, Ma'arvin ala b'pas. You have to use a loaf of bread to shemavachim ala b'amoitzi. And even though our practice is we put away a box of matzahs, and the Sfardim say mezonos on the matzahs, only on Pesach they say hamoitzi. So how is it good? The din is you can only use pasha mevachim ala b'amoitzi. So the answer is, the Sfardim also, if they leave 5 boxes of matzahs, then they'll say hamoitzi. Then they'll wash and they'll say hamoitzi, and they'll bench b'chus hamazon. They hold, the Sfardim hold that matzahs, pas above the kisnin. So it's a subcategory of pas. But they agree it's chayv and chalam because it's a subcategory of pas. So that's called the lechem shemevachem olav amoitzi. So what does it say? You can make an erev with wine. It's not talking about eruv chateris. It's talking about eruv etchumen. You want to go chutz letchum. Or shetufim evuas. Shetufim evuas doesn't have to be pas. So ma'arvin l'nozer b'yayin, even though nozer, one of the 3 things that he's not allowed to do, he's not allowed to have yayin tumen and teglacha, not allowed to drink wine, not allowed to eat grapes. So he's not allowed to drink wine, but if you leave a bottle of wine, toch ha-tchum, and he says he wants to be kind of shvisa there, so he can go up high mama past that. So you see that the yayin for the nozer is also bachila, but it's muta b'hano, because he's allowed to go chutz l'tchum. You're going to use truma for an eruve chatzeris or an eruve truman for Yisrael. Yisrael means a zar. He's not a kohen. He's not even a levi. But this truma is going to be, right now it's truma, and it's going to allow him to go visit his friends in the other city. The other city is basically chutz l'trum. And he puts the Eruv Etchum and says he's allowed to go visit his friends. So does it really prove the point? Does it really prove the point that the Truma is Muta Bahano? The Gemara has a Machlokes in Eretz where the Ma'arvin L'Dvar Hoshusa, Ma'arvin Ela L'Dvar Mitzvah, this din that you can make an Eruv Etchum, I put a box of matzahs, I can't go, I live in a city, so the whole city is Kedal Ramiz Domi. Then you go outside of the city, so you can go up by mama. So if I leave a box of matzahs or a bottle of wine or a jar of gefilte fish, I leave something there, toich atchum, so I say, I want to be kind of shvisa there, then I can go up by mama, pissed, the jar of gefilte fish. So is that called getting hanoah? So the Gemara has a machlokes where the ma'arvim ledvar hoshus, so if you hold Ma'arvin Ela L'Dvar Mitzvah, we only permit you to make an Eruv Etchumen if you want to go. There's a Chacham going to give a shir. There's going to be something like that. Some Dvar Mitzvah, you're going to be a Sheva Brachas, going to be a Bar Mitzvah, some kind of a... Not Stam, I want to visit, but my friends have a good time. So then the Gemara says that Mitzvah is Lavli Honest Nitnu. Then you're not really getting Hanor from the Chuma, or from the Yayin. The Nozer is not getting Hanor. But the Mishnah makes this statement, L'chol HaDeis, and there is an opinion, Ma'arvin L'Dvar Hashus, you are permitted to make an Eruv Etchum. I think we say, you're not allowed to be Ma'arv L'Dvar Hashus, only L'Dvar Mitzvah. So as far as the way we paskin, it doesn't really prove that the Yayin L'Nozer is Mutabanor, or the truma is muta b'anor l'Yisrael, because they might have been allowed to die mitzvahs, and mitzvahs are honest nitnum. But since there was another opinion that ma'arvin even l'dvar hashus, so you see that the yayin l'nozer is muta b'anor, and the truma to Yisrael is muta b'anor. So Gemara has to quote psukim. How do you know that it's muta b'anor? They're going to go through All macholos asuras. Yeah, there's a different question over here. The whole eruve tchumen is only good if it's he leaves wasn't shtei sudas. Let's say he's going to make an eruve tchumen with a jar of gefilte fish, or with a jar of pickles, or with a loaf of bread. How much pickles and how much gefilte fish does he have to leave there? He has to leave the amount that a person would normally eat in two meals. Mazen shtei sudas. How much pickles would you eat in two meals, and how much gefilte fish would you eat in two meals? How much bread would you eat, and how much wine would you drink in two meals? Mazen shtei sudas. So the question is, so the Gemara says it has to be suda, that it's roi for the person to eat. So that's what the Mishnah is telling you, Achidish. The fellow's a nazir, so yayin is also for a nazir. So it's not roi for him. So the Gemara says, well, he could have been nishal on the naziris. Since theoretically you could be mata neder, shela means to be mata neder. Neder naziris is like any other neder. And there's an institution of hataras nedarim. So even though he was not nishal, he's not mata neder. But since there is a theoretical possibility of being mataneda, he will no longer be a nozer. So that's enough to say that it's a kosher meal. Theoretically, it's a kosher meal. What's with the truma? You saw the truma. The truma is also what I can make. I can make myself a kohen. I can't make myself a kohen. How can I be muta? The answer is, just like there's hataras nedarim on a neder, so too there's hataras nedarim on hafrashas truma. If a person is mafrish truma, mafrish chala, so there's an institution of hataras nedarim. He says, I made a mistake. I really didn't want to be mafrish that as chala or as truma. So then just because truma is chal, they have flo'a. The Rambam wrote a Mishnah Torah, so we call it by the nickname Yara Chazaka. Why Yara Chazaka? Because there are 14 svarim. Mada, Hava, Zmanim, and so on. Shoftim, Mishpatim, Avaida, Karbonis, and so on. So one of the svarim is Sefer HaFlo'a. HaFlo'a has Hilchis and Ziris, and the Dorim is Shvuas and Erchem and Charamin. Hafla means something that's called Isha Isha Kiafli Linda Neda Nazir Lahazel Hashem. Hafla means Yifarish Bisfasa. The person pronounces the Neda with his lips. So Hafrashas Trum is also an Enyan of Hafla. In Shulchan Aruch we paskin, it's a question why. In Shulchan Aruch we paskin that a Mufla Samach Leish, a child the year before Bar Mitzvah can take a Neda and a Neda will be binding. So a child a year before Bar Mitzvah, a year before Bas Mitzvah, girl is Bas Mitzvah 12, so the year before Bas Mitzvah from the age of 11 on, she can be Mafrish Shumas Amaisis. It's the question, why we paskin like that? That's a machlek is hatanon. That's what it says in the Eridata. That a mufla samach liish, the year before Bar Mitzvah, you can do hafloa. So since theoretically, I'm a Yisrael, I'm not allowed to eat truma, but theoretically, the truma could be mutter to me. I could be mata neder on hafrashas truma, then everything will become tevel, then I have to be mafrish something else as truma. So theoretically, there is a possibility that I could eat this. I could be mater neder on hafrashas truma, be mafrish something else instead. So that's enough that is considered the sudo haruya lebaileha mibod yom. It's the food is theoretically, as long as the food is theoretically muta, even though lemaisa it's not muta, but lemaisa the person is getting hanor from it. You see that truma for the Israel is mutabano, and yain for the nazir is mutabano. So the Gemara is going to quote the psukim. Then the Gemara is going to quote the Mishnah from Shvius. It says in the Mishnah Shvius, that's around 20 lines down, 25 lines down from the top. The Mishnah Shvius says, let's say I went hunting, and I wanted to hunt and to catch kosher animal. And by mistake, I trapped a non-kosher animal. So can I sell it to a non-Jewish person who eats horse meat or who eats this non-kosher animal? So Gemara says, yes, it's mutabano. The behemoth tmeya is mutabano. So Gemara says, how do you know? You got to have a pasuk. So then Gemara says, but once it's mutabano, so why is it that you're not allowed to be in that business? Why can't you have a non-kosher butcher shop to sell non-kosher meat to the non-Jews? If I'm going to have a non-kosher butcher shop and sell nedelus and trefus to Jews, that's lifnei iver. But if I'm selling non-kosher meat to non-Jews, it's kosher atop, kosher level. There's no shayla. Why is it also? Mor says no. Schor b'macholas asuras. You're not allowed to be in business kavua. If b'mikra, if nizdamnu lo, by accident, let's say, his father wasn't observant. His father used to sell non-kosher meat. His father had a non-kosher food store. Then the father died, so the son has to throw everything out. No, he's going to make a fortune of money. He sells everything. That's nizdam nulo. But he's not allowed to remain in the business to keep on selling non-kosher food. That you're not allowed to do. So that's, we mentioned, we spoke about this already once before. That's a big machloikis in Shulchan Aruch, machloikis in Achrayim. Is that an Issa deraisa, an Issa derabbanan? It doesn't sound like a din deraisa, that you're not allowed to be in, you're not allowed to have a store where you sell kavua, non-kosher food, but the ikroi bi'alma, you're allowed to. If nizdamnulo, by accident you got it, then you may sell it. But the kavua not lata, that's a difference on the level of deraisa, or does that indicate that it's only mederabban? So that's a big machloikis Achrayim. The Rambam writes that chelev, the pasuk says chelev is also b'achila, but it's muta b'hanoa. How do you know? We said the pasuk chelev nevela the chelev trefe. He also l'chol malocha va'ochal lo sochlu. It says it's also b'achila, but it's muta b'hanoa. He also l'chol malocha is muta b'hanoa. So the Rambam says the pasuk sounds like chelev is muta to be in business. Let's say that's what I do for a living. I go to all the butcher shops and I all the slaughterhouses, and I cut out the chelev that they don't want the Jews to eat chelev. It's a nisa. I buy up all the chelev, and then I use it to manufacture. I put it in soap, the very expensive soaps they put in chelev from an animal. So the Rambam says it's mutter. Tosfos Bava Kamma says chelev is there's a nisa to be in business schora in chelev, and the Rambam says no, that's included in the pasuk. You're allowed to be kavua in the business, in the line, the sal chelev. So the Achrayim ask, how can the Rambam prove from the pasuk that chelev is muta b'schera if the whole issa schera is only midrabbanan? Many Achrayim thought the whole issa schera is only midrabbanan. So on the level of the raisa, you can be in schera in non-kosher meat also. You can have a non-kosher store in the middle of Harlem and sell to the nochrim non-kosher food. So how can the Rambam prove from a pasuk in Chumash that there's no issa schera on chelev? There's no issa schera min haTorah. The whole issa schera is only with the Rabbanim. So the Taz says, that's one of the famous Tazim. The Taz says, no, even if the Rambam holds that the issa schera is only the Rabbanim, but the Rabbanim have no right to make a gezeira keneged dovah hamafurish baTorah. So he said, that's what the Rambam means. Since it says black and white, he also, l'chol malocha, you can have a bit, you can be in the business of selling chelev. So the Tachalim don't have the ability to make such an is. Anyway, that's what's coming in store the next couple of dafim of Gemara. Gemara's going to go through all of these suri achila to discuss which one of them are asa b'hano and which one of them, which are muta b'hano. Okay, well, in that tomorrow we shall continue. Because of the hespedim today, so I didn't have an opportunity to meet with the new students, so I guess we'll have to reschedule for another day. So believe that, and maybe tomorrow, some other day, we'll have to have Mayor Finkelstein reschedule for us. Okay.